Hey, morning guys. Welcome back to Prodigy. It's Rishiv with another third marathon podcast video, focus on the relief shelter for those without a secure place to call home, without secure people to call family. And again, this is a slice of life virtual mix with in real life IRL authentic mix. So in other words, put together, we have this place where we participate in activities, whether they're imaginative and, you know, more abstract and entertainment focused, or whether they're more, you know, just focusing on the daily Lord chores and activities that define our responsibilities in life and finance and so on and so forth. Putting all that together to do something fulfilling and just having some good time together. So that's what that is. And okay, so let's just dive into the content. And I want to say that this video is, again, this one's going to be very physical, just like the past, I think, three have been. I just finished recording all three yesterday, actually. But these will be, of course, released in a three-day schedule. And then so will this one here. Sorry to see some dust floating up here, like a little speck. The gain's still really high. Apologies for that. I'm going to try to lower the mic and switch it back to cardioid. I forgot to do that. Okay, so I wanted to really, really, really urgently cover yesterday all of the groceries and all the purchases that we made on the side, and we didn't manage to get through all of them. I mean, we didn't get through really any of them except for the cart. The cart was just a separate topic altogether. You know, it was like a gift, there was like a connection with volunteering at one point, and then, you know, stuff. Now, I think this video will, we have to punch out this video, I feel, because there's actually stuff inside the cart that I need to take out. I made purchases in that cart, and then I have to use the cart again. So just kind of like a daily routine every single day now for the next coming week or two. We're going to be basically using the cart every single day to move stuff out, like small packages packaged into boxes and crates, and we'll just like shove it out and haul it over to the storage unit. Okay. We can't do that with everything, right? Not everything will fit inside the cart. So here's the cart right here. Not everything will fit, but and not everything that is liable to, because it's too heavy, and it might break, but we'll move whatever we can. Okay, so first things first, let's talk about laundry right here. I said that I was going to finish doing the laundry and get what a way to start a video podcast. By the way, guys, we did some laundry. Okay, anyways, yeah, I know. So here's lack of roll, and we washed it. It's ready to go now. It's done for the winter. And that's the one that had all the gadgets. Like, for example, we have right here. Let me showcase the Coleman Fire waterproof matches, as well as some backup security keys for the suite I have rented out. So we still have to find a place to place the packet of matches and stuff. But then there are also other badges, the chain links, the bandages, no, sorry, the waterproof, the alcohol-based wipes, the bandages we tossed away. So all that stuff has been relocated onto the jack on the side, which you can barely see on that black package right there where my finger's pointing. Anyways, that's that. So we can probably just put a coat hanger in between here that was dedicated to this, and then this will be ready to put to be moved to the unit. Okay. Again, it's better to also have it inside a bag though, because we don't want any like insects or bugs from the warehouse getting inside, which we're going to talk about very briefly now, because that's a good segue, right? When I talked about insects inside the warehouse and little just bugs, it's fun because there's a story that I want to share here about the warehouse. So I just went there, and this is fantastic lady. She's like, I believe she must be the, I thought she was like, you know, part of management. She was actually just associate, but we met, we talked, and then again, she gave me a tour. And then, you know, we opened the unit, okay, and inside was a dead moth. So that's probably we laughed because she's like, oh, that's the last thing I want you to see. You know, if the customer comes in, and it's like when you go to a restaurant and then, you know, you find a roach inside your soup. I was like, I don't know. I don't care. I'm not a stickler for that kind of stuff. Obviously, it'd be better if it didn't, if it wasn't there. But, you know, I mean, I actually happen to kind of disagree now. I'm actually very happy that that dead moth is there. And why is that? What a weird thing to say. So here's my story about the moth. I've mentioned, I think, also in a previous video that there was this video podcast about probably about a couple weeks back. There's this great joke that was introduced to me from one of the men, one of the great fathers at the kind of like men's support group. And he said, you know, by the way, have you ever heard of the moth joke? After I answered a specific question, we were sharing experiences. I shared my experience. And then he asked, so let's just say JS asked me, you know, have you ever heard of a moth joke? And I said, no. And but I'll definitely search it up and they provide the link. And then I'll watch it on my screen. And after watching it, I came to the realization that the moth joke is basically me. This guy who's really, really philosophical. So basically this comedian goes on Conan, the late night show, Conan, host. And he gives off this, you know, he's asked what's going on with your life. And he goes in real deep and philosophical and whatnot. It creates all this interlinking, conceptual, dramatic connection of how the universe is tragic and somber, and you must overcome adversity with some sort of moral fable right at the end of it. Yeah, anyways, and so basically Conan laughs at this actor. It's like about 5 minutes. He could answer the question in like 10 seconds. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's telling his joke, right? He tells his joke. It is a joke. And he ends off with, you know, this very philosophical moth who comes in to see the podiatrist or the, I don't know, it's some kind of physician, some sort of general doctor, you know, specialized doctor, specialist. Goes on to say, you know, so why'd you show up here though? Because I'm not your psychiatrist, I'm not a therapist. And he's like, you know, the moth just goes, oh, well, I mean, the light was on. So it's hilarious because then the audience bursts out laughing. So there's this contrast, right? Basically, you know, very, very, you know, very deep intellectual, introspective, philosophical thinker who then does a totally nonsensical thing for simple reasons. Very simple, abstract. Almost stupid reasons, you could say. It's not almost, it really is just stupid. The light was on, that's all it was. Anyways, that was the moth joke, and that connects me to another experience I had at a caseworker, with a housing caseworker, and he speaks to me, you know, and I'm writing down my timeline of events. He asks me to provide a timeline of events, right? And I say, you know, what? You definitely have to provide me pointers because I know that when I start writing, it's just going to be like, ooh, Spotify, you know, lets you listen to your favorite. And he goes, you know, so you can keep the after reading it, he's like, you know, like, this is not, you know, this, obviously you're right. This is not, we've got to, you've got to make a lot of changes here. Because here are actually the goals. Here's what to aim for. Here's how you're writing it. It's not really meeting up to what criteria we're searching for. Not that it's not. And then he goes on to say, not that it's not good writing. Actually, it's great writing because, you know, and then he stops, he pauses and he goes like, do you know of Dostoevsky? Because your writing sounds like Dostoevsky. And I was blown away by this because like, oh. So at Conan, the late night show, the previous experience I just talked about, right? About the moth joke and, you know, the men's group. And so the moth joke, Conan says to this comedian, he says, you know, he turned this very simple joke into a very long-winded Russian novel, which is a tendency that I have to do. And so afterwards, my caseworker, he went there and says, you know, your writing is like Dostoevsky. And I'm like, whoa, that blew me away. I was so honored to be compared to one of the greatest writers in my personal space. He's one of my favorite writers. Of course, the Brothers Karamazov, the Grimm brothers, and I, the Brothers Grimm Karamazov, and I did not actually read very many of Dostoevsky's books. I'm going to be totally honest. I didn't even read a single full book. I only read a single passage from one of his books, which was the Brothers Karamazov. The interaction between Jesus Christ and Ivan. So, but that was enough to get me sold that this guy basically has my entire thinking in a nutshell. And he articulates it through his writing, through his prose, far better than I ever could. But I was, so then, you know, these two experiences, right? We got this at the caseworker, we got this at the men's support group or the late night show. And then we tossed myself in the fray here. I can tell it's 10 minutes, it's crazy. This should be its own video. Okay, it's like a whole storytelling thing. So the third experience here, right? Here we are entering this you know, facility for secure storage. And the first thing that she goes, you know, oh, you know, like, that's not what I wanted to see. And, you know, after she left, we left together. And then the next day I came in, I was actually laughing at first as well, but for slightly different reasons, right? I saw it, oh, it's funny because, like, you know, customer service is weird, but also because I said, what a coincidence that I would be the moth. It could have been anything. It could have been a spider. It could have been an ant. It could have been some bumblebee. I don't fucking know, man. Who knows? But yeah, those, like, those six-legged, large-ass insects that actually drive me kind of crazy. But house centipede, it could have been anything, but it was a moth. I guess it makes sense because the steel barrier is going straight up. And then there was, like, the... We'll talk about the ceiling. And the moth just, you know, dropped in and didn't fly out, or was flying above, and then it just didn't starve to death, and it just dropped into my unit, right? So it's like, so the moth, and I came back the next day, so I immediately saw a connection. I thought, what a fucking coincidence, right? That's hilarious. And it was hilarious. And then I came in the next day, and I really thought it over, because the next day I came in and I met the manager, and then when she saw it, right, unlike the associate who handled it, and she's just like laughing and stuff like that, she was just like grossed out by it, but she wasn't like anything. The manager, ironically, I had a great conversation with the manager, but the manager was more, you know, grounded, you could say, more serious, naturally. And she, however, immediately went 180 when she saw the moth, because for her, moths were the thing. And then I said, you know, hey, for me, moths are not the thing, but I got other insects that really bother me, like, you know, the house centipede, that really irks me, you know, just kind of like, you know. And we had a great belly laugh, and she's like, by the way, I'm not actually gonna clean that for you. She's like, and I thought this was hilarious. It's kind of adorable. You know, she's like, I'm not gonna clean that for you. I can't. Just gonna go. So I like, that's all right. I worked in a warehouse, so I'm gonna take it on myself. Yeah. But the funny thing is, so here's the kicker, right? And it's not a punchline, is it? Is this a comedic scene? So I decided afterwards, as she had gone, the manager had gone away, and I was still here, and I have the unit now. I paid for it. It's a rental unit. I have it now, mine, to use, and pay monthly. And I'm inside here, and I have a few pieces, small boxes I want to move in, but there's that moth there, and I was slowly, you know, just kind of moving it out of the cell, out of the unit, with my steel-toed shoes and as like boots, I thought to myself, and I said, do I really want to remove you? It was dead. It was a dead moth, but you know, it was funny because I said, I really like those days. I can't believe I've been having all these connections as I've been, you know, it's funny because I think of it as a coincidence. And at first glance, you would say, oh, the caseworker, the housing, the joke here. And then here suddenly, and specifically the irony, this is a security storage, right? It says storage for, you know, 24 surveillance, you know, security. If you can't see the underlying theme here, right? And, because the story of the moth joke goes such that, you know, the moth comes in to see the podiatrist and just vents in on all the problems, all the insecurities, all the marriage problems, the family issues, the financial struggles, how life is just, man, it's just, oh, awful. And it's all to this podiatrist who can't do anything for the moth. He goes, you know, why are you even here? It's like, because the light was on, right? And so the interesting thing was, I didn't really want to remove the moth completely. I wanted it to stay because for some reason it's like almost like the universe kind of telling me I'm not spiritual, guys. I don't believe in necessarily the karmic powers, whatever, but it was just, you know, if there's this probability that some event happens And then you make this connection and you get really personally intertwined. And I saw this as one of the moments I was like, wow, I kind of want the moth to stay, you know, to kind of remind me of the phenomenally grateful experiences I had. And I'm very, very thankful, very, very blessed to you know, all the great people that I've met recently, specifically this other person and, you know, other people within the men's support group, other fathers fighting for their children. And then you have, you know, the late night show host, right? The comedian that I've introduced to. And then we also have the caseworker. And now in this case, the amazing, you know, dynamic duo. But these two women who are just, you know, superhouses are running this entire storage facility. It seems like pretty much on their own, this entire business. But anyways, and we really caught, you know, we really clicked. And so it's just been, as I've been exploring and recovering from my particular, you know, life journey of domestic abuse, household abuse throughout my entire life, it just seems that I've been pushed. I don't know if pushed is the right word, but I've been guided. I've been moving towards closer and closer to more coherent themes that are resonant towards my experience, which is the deep sobriety of a tragic life by Fyodor Dostoevsky. And it appears that, you know, even, you know, you don't need Dostoevsky to necessarily point you there. Apparently a random moth dropping into your cellar will do the trick all the same. Yeah, that's a long ass story. I cannot believe it. What did I just do, man? I just took 16 minutes to talk about a moth. And I was supposed to cover the groceries. Fuck. And I mentioned that I'm going to move the stuff down. I have to like move the stuff downstairs and then, you know, all right. So you know what? We're closing it here. I'm so sorry. You know what? This is not sorry. Let's say this is actually a great experience. A great video here. I wish I had done this on another day. I woke up so late today because I slept so late. And I came back so late. You know, I was just in the game when I was typing away the, you know, it's like, oh, I have the news journalist in me right now. So I had to take advantage of my mindset. You know, when you're in the zone and then you can write a news article or you can write an essay or whatever, or write a lab report, you know, you don't want to lose the zone, right? So I was at the library. I said, oh, I'm supposed to come back. I'm supposed to sleep. And then, but I was in the zone. And I was getting a lot of stuff done. And I said, okay, we gotta take advantage of this. And I just, went through and drilled through a rough draft of it, you know, and it's like, oh, by the time I left, it was like 6. Anyways, the point is, you know, I came late, slept late, woke up late. And now that's why I feel kind of bad for having to spend time talking about a story instead of actually talking about the logistics and the grocery and stuff. So unfortunately, I have to make 2 videos back to back, and it's going to push me into probably, you know, an uncomfortable territory in terms of timing. But that's what it is. It's life. Okay, so let's just put this to close. Reshift, thanks for tuning in. Hope you like this. This is a very different sort of video. I thought at the beginning we'd be covering physical stuff, and then it just turned into storytelling. So I'm going to completely rename this. It's going to be like a bonus feature. Bonus, basically, it's free. Something that's not usually released for free. And most of my stuff already is for free. You know, it's very few things that are locked behind bars on Patreon, but most of them is freely available on YouTube and Spotify and Amazon podcasts and whatever. So this is a great storytelling. I just want to share this. And it just came out so naturally. You can tell I just in a storytelling mood. It seems I woke up and then I had a storytelling mood. And I just story told. And now you know about the moth, Dostoevsky, and how I'm kind of falling in between the stars. Okay. So that's it. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys next one. Again, if any of this is relatable, have you ever watched? Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Please, if you guys leave in comments in sections and, you know, chime in, man. Do you like Conan? Do you like another late night show host? Are you a comedian? Do you like comedy? Is that one of your hobbies? Like stand up? Are you, you know, have you been through certain struggles that kind of make you relate? Do you know who Dostoevsky is? Who's your favorite writer, actually? Let me ask you. Who's your favorite writer? Have you read The Brothers Grimm, Karamazov? If so, we can totally relate, you know, and bounce off some ideas. And, you know, it'll be interesting if you're religious and you read The Brothers Karamazov, because I'm coming from the opposite aspect. I was able to resonate with Ivan, but maybe you're able to resonate with Jesus. I don't know. That's kind of a stretch. I know the whole salvation thing, you know, infinite difference, you can't really conjoin the two. Okay, between man and God, but whatever, that's fact. So leave your comments, leave your stories. Would love to hear that, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace out. Thanks for tuning in. I'm signing out, and we have to punch up the next one, so we're going to punch through all this grocery stuff. And then I'll see you guys next time. Peace.